Thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Angela. How are you?
Hello?
Angela is your name?
It is, yes.
Okay. This is Carolyn. I had called, I had to go onto my computer to check something. I noticed two payments for the LRIT, one for $745 and one for $670. So instead of calling my bank and having it disputed and having to wait for another card, I just called and said, you know, it's okay, just cancel it so I don't get any future creams. And she said no problem. And here it is, April 23rd, I'm getting charged over $200 for the creams.
Okay, so you said that you canceled.
Yeah.
Let's get you to verify your name and address first, please.
It's in the time frame. I'm sorry.
Can you please verify your name and address?
Yeah, Carolyn Wood, 179 Fruitwood Terrace, Williamsville, New York, 14221.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bear with me just one moment. Just going over the previous notes on the account. Shows here that you called on the 20th.
Yes. Spoke to some woman. She was very nasty about it.
I'm sorry to hear that. And it says that you called and had the account canceled.
Yes.
That it billed on the 22nd. All right. I can see that. It does verify. Bear with me one moment. And what we're going to do
because
is go ahead and refund those charges.
The $92.90 and the $91.89?
Yes, ma'am, because it was requested to be canceled. And
okay.
We do honor that if it shows, excuse me, if it shows. So she did notate your account about the cancellation. I do apologize for any inconvenience this may cause you.
Okay.
But we will go ahead and get that canceled out.
Yeah, I'm on Social Security disability, and like that's a lot of money.
Yes,
Social
ma'am.
Security doesn't pay us that much, just so you know.
Right. Right. I understand. So you have a refund going back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. You will receive refund emails to woodcarolyn@gmail.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And is there any way to get a confirmation number from you?
Sure.
And it's not that I'm questioning you, Angela. It's just...
No, we are for that.
Yeah.
Bear with me one moment.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Just notating the account, then I'll provide you that cancellation number.
Thank you.
And if you have pen and paper ready.
Yeah.
It's going to be C as in Charlie. 234.
I'm sorry, 534.
C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
2345. 0. That's your cancellation number.
C23450.
Right.
Okay.
And it should have that in your refund emails as well. That I think that number should be in your refund emails.
Okay. And how soon do you rebate that to my account? How many?
3 to 5 days.
Oh boy. Okay. I guess there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, that's really up to your financial institution. If you can call them and let them know you have a refund coming, if they're willing to release it early, I mean, because the 3 to 5 business days is basically, that's their time frame. They have to address these matters in the order that they are received. So they do have up to 3 to 5 days to do that. We send it back electronically.
Okay. So I should just call them and tell them that you are sending.
I mean, yes, it would. I mean, it's a possibility. I'm not promising. But I have done it in the past with a refund. I just call and say, hey, you know, I was refunded, and see if they'll go ahead and find it and relate back to the car. So, you know, that's different financial institutions. So, but it's, you know, it wouldn't hurt to try.
You know, at 61, I've never had this problem. I hear people that have it all the time.
With the charges? Well, everybody, you know, does those trials, but you did request that it be canceled. But most customers will neglect to call back and cancel, and then they get charged. But this one, you did call back and cancel. So that's why we're able refund you in full.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, thank you very much, Angela.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling customer support. You're welcome. All right, bye.
Okay, stay safe. Bye.
You too. All right, bye.